Okay, well, I did promise you a quick check. Got about 4 minutes now to have a quick check to see what's happening with the Save the Hollywood sign. And we are getting concerned, obviously, because it's almost the time, the deadline, April the 14th, 2010. Got 21 days left to deal with this big problem. And I'm checking the newsroom. There doesn't seem to be anything at the moment changed from the last time that I checked, which I suppose is good, because it means we're sort of on track and nothing has changed. So I'm going to take this opportunity to have a quick look at some of the information on the website. The information here about partners, people who are working on this project, including the Trust for Public Land, TPL, the Trust for Public Land, a national non-profit organization conserving land for people to enjoy as parks, gardens, and other natural resources, natural places, I should say, ensuring livable communities for generations to come. This is the whole point of why I'm involved in this. When I say involved, I mean involved from afar. But I think it's a good idea because this is about local people, people who live in the area, who are being affected. And it's not about helping or protecting rich people. This is about ordinary, normal people living in the area of Hollywood and being very concerned about the land, basically. It's basically is a beautiful area, 138 acres. It's between the LA Basin and the San Fernando Valley. It's got a rare ecosystem. It's home to butterflies, the coast horned lizard, and the plumber's mariposa butterfly lily. Of course, you have the Hollywood sign as well. The whole peak has remained undeveloped. And even the roads are very, very basic. If you drive in to have a look at the sign, the roads are very, very basic. And it reminds me of all the hills and everything. Reminds me of when we drive to Malaga from La Mancha. It's very, very similar. The land is very similar to Spain. And I can imagine looking at the photos and looking at this map of the Cahuenga Peak property. It really is to the left of the Hollywood sign. It's not on the sign or sort of below it. Looking at this, it's sort of on the left of it, but it really would make the whole thing look terrible. You can see where all the buildings and everything are already. It's going to make things look a lot worse. So we're campaigning to stop those horrible little nasty developers from building houses on it and everything, because it will just destroy the view, and as I say, it will destroy the habitat for all these really important creatures to the ecosystem. And you can't be messing about with the ecosystem. If you do, heaven knows what you're going to do. So I'm doing my bit, you should do your bit. You can go to the website, savehollywoodland.org, and you can sign up for the newsletter, or they've got a Facebook, they've got a Twitter page, twitter.com/savehollywood, and they have one of those Flickr websites. You can have a look at all the photos of when they put the big sign up saying about saving the sign.